The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang have been scheming on their way to Two Two Cups' stronghold. Waka had Shatterstar built him powerful new limbs. Vic started to merchandise his identity as a renegade. And Brash gave in to his love of Nyx, and they hooked up in the cockpit before flying into a war zone. There, you're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
The wee baby Seamus is rocked by blaster fire as a Z-95 headhunter, which is like an X-Wing if it was worse, and in video games, just sprays fire across the bow. Darth Jedi, you are rocked out of your chair, both by what Nyx was in the process of doing and by the blaster fire. Immediately, the ship starts to shake, and you realize that you've entered a war zone. It would seem that Rykos is under siege by a local garrison and a pirate crew. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I'm fully nude, but we're in a combat zone. So I am going to, like, activate the shields. And, like, I can't even sit because Nyx is in the chair, so there's just, like, a nude, hot-looking green Christian Ronaldo just, like, flying the ship, cranking the shields, and then I just announce over the comms to everyone, like, well, we've entered a war zone and I don't have pants on, so if everyone could please get to the guns, we will all maybe not die.
So Nyx immediately, like, crawls out of the chair and, like, looks at all the panels for something he can do, but he's never flown a starship. So it's just like if any of us were in the cockpit of a plane, where it's just like, okay, there's a lot of dials and switches. Eh? So instead, he just tosses you your robe.
Great, I'll put that on.
Cool, you feel like a cool Sith, except you're still not wearing pants, because I feel like you've got, like, an Undertaker style, like, it's a full duster, but there's no arms, yeah, but also you're not wearing the rest of your clothes, so it's
the
just...
deepest front V that you'll ever see.
Oh, okay, I was just imagining it's just, like, literally the overrobe, and then it's just you naked under it, and you still have to find your clothes eventually.
Okay, I'm cool with that, done.
Yeah, great. It's like a weird armless kimono. But Sith. Mm-hmm. And Nyx, like, is standing by with pants, but is doing that thing where he's, like, actively aware you're too busy for pants. So he's just kind of, like, standing nearby. Meanwhile, Vic, you've just received a face full of Dagobah mudslide. And something occurs to you as you get splattered with this delicious frozen beverage that you probably certainly invented. It just, you know, when it was something you could only get at a proper bar, it was special.
Hmm.
But now, it's just, you get it all the time.
It's great. You know?
It was. But as it splashes your face and soaks into your dope-ass formal jumpsuit attire, I think you realize for the first time that you might be getting a little tired of Dagobah mudslides. Also, this one is ruined, and that's...
I'm not a fan of getting them splashed in my face.
Not at all.
That for free.
You realize that the ship keeps rumbling in a way it normally only rumbles when you're under attack. Now, here's a thing that only you have access to. You still have Rick's ship, mm-hmm. but only you can fly it, because it is coded to the genetic sequencing of your admittedly wide family.
Yeah.
So if you want to go try and fuck some shit up separately, you could do that, or you can try and make yourself useful on board the ship. What do you do?
I'm going to open the comms and talk to Brash and be like, Brash, you've flown us into some kind of horrible war zone. Can you put the ship back?
Yeah, afraid I can't do that. Your parents are in the war zone, so if you wanted to get them out, then we're going to have to head on in.
And if you could see the video feed... Brash has one leg straight out like a figure skater, and Nyx is just sliding pants onto it and then trading.
I like that a lot. Vic is like, it seems like it's just a bad time. Maybe we can come back and rescue my parents later when it's safer.
Well, that's a really great idea.
Tom, what's the deal with the hyperdrive? Can I just turn us around and crank us out?
You could, but here's the dilemma. So you've dropped back into the Icos system. If you'll remember, Icos is a massive gas giant with kind of a beautiful green and blue and white swirling atmosphere that is orbited by two moons that are in a synchronous orbit. So they're always one gas giant away from each other. Rykos is Tutu Kup's planet, which is the one that's currently under siege. You know that on the other side of Icos is Varos, which is Agrippa the Blue's planet. And if you'll remember, they both are at war over mining rights to incredibly valuable resources deep within the core of the gas giant. Here's the problem. The only way you guys can gain access to Agrippa's place is with Tutu Kup's help, and it would seem that he's in desperate trouble. So you could just fuck off. But that might be the end of the series.
I was going to say, also, that wouldn't be what Brash should be thinking if he looks at the scenario. I couldn't remember whose planet was whose, but it's just the planet. It's not the whole system. They're not battling both moons. It's just this.
No, it's just Rykos. You get the sense that maybe someone narked on him just to fuck up his shit a bit.
And then I would hear that Emperor voice in my head and what I know, and I'd go,
well, Darth Joey, it's time for us to make a powerful ally.
And then I would sweep my top knot back and, like, tear the like the robe open even more to expose the chest. And then both hands out like a conductor, I would take the controls and start flying into the war zone to try to get down to the planet.
Dope! Dope! Says the voice in your head. Cool. So you begin to fly into the war zone. You see a mix of Z95 headhunters and TIE fighters, but you can tell they're local garrison. These look like old-ass TIE fighters. This is not top of the line. This is like post-Revenge of the Sith, like clearly backwater ships. So you get the sense it's probably a local garrison, not the entire Imperial Navy. Serpentos.
Mm-hmm.
You have just finished the calibrations on your arm. Here's a question. Which one is your cannon arm and which one is your regular arm?
I'm trying to think what Galvatron has. The right arm is the...
gun arm, I think.
The gun arm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the left arm, just for my brain, is it still sweep, Tom? And he's got to upgrade from there? Or does he have just like a normal...
Yes! No, I like that a lot because the sweep arms are those like... medical droid arms, so they're just real spindly. So you've got like one full cannon arm and one like stick figure arm that a child drew.
Oh, man.
With like a Lego hand on the end of it. But
all right.
The trick will be to find the cool droid to strip for parts. So yeah, so you've got your cannon arm. What do you call your gun arm?
I call it the Nemesis.
Very cool. It fires with the power of disappointed Star Trek fans. It's very, very impressive. Okay, so the ship begins to rock. Now, you're waiting for the absolute perfect time to overtake Brash, who, again, to your eye, is a braggart and, to use antiquated terms, like a bit of a fop. Like, he just seems like he's all about finding his light and wearing, like, fancy outfits. And as far as you've seen, aside from, well, I mean, you weren't even there for that because that was Waka. You haven't seen him do anything cool, really.
Waka saw him
lightning shit. Oh, wait, are you aware?
Though. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, it's when Serpentos is like, when they switch back and forth, it's like there's a window.
I was going to say, technically, while it was lightning from the motorcycle, Waka was being carried away, so Waka didn't see lightning.
Fair enough. So you're pretty sure he has something, and the lightsaber thing was concerning. Because Serpentos, your last waking memory as yourself was taking one of these things to the head. So these stupid laser swords are a real concern. But you do also understand that you probably need to be on side for a bit until you can find the right time. And honestly, if the ship blows up, you'll all suffocate in vacuum. Not ideal.
Right, right.
Your helmet has like enough to keep you alive for like a little bit, but not enough. This is like a Sandra Bullock gravity situation. You could get to another place to die, but...
right, right.
Whereas my friends and I called it space problems. So you have space problems. So with the ship under attack, you have Waka's memories, so you know that Serpentos is really good at the guns. What do you do?
Well, right now it's like the two ships are kind of connected, right?
So currently... Vic has a separate ship attached to the back that you've never flown, so you don't really know what the deal with that one is.
Right.
The ship is a, think like, it's a, what's the best way to describe this? It's like a thinner Millennium Falcon. So
okay.
If you remember Dash Rendar's ship, it's like kind of a large kind of almost an oval body with one long arm with a big cannon on it that's controlled by the gunner, and then top and bottom guns like the Falcon. So previously, when you'd been Waka, you'd taken over top or bottom guns, and you'd plugged into that to give you better targeting, rather than that stupid like red grid bullshit from Star Wars.
So like, but with it attached, that's like... The two ships can't move properly if they're attached like that, right?
Tom, here's an awkward question, because Brash would know this. Is having the Vic Viper attached making the ship less maneuverable in a war zone?
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to break canon briefly to talk about physics. you're in space, so technically, no. In Star Wars, everything flies like an old World War II fighter craft, because that's what Lucas was kind of using. So I'm going to say for the purposes of this that no, it does not in fact give you huge amounts of drag. That said, that's something we know, but not necessarily something you would know. What are you thinking? Are you thinking of jettisoning it or stealing it?
If Brash thought its added mass was slowing down like the inertial dampeners or the ship's ability to turn, he would jettison anything.
Brash knows it isn't. I'm curious what Serpentos is thinking.
Okay, so I want to convince Vic to get into that ship. And my plan is to tell people, like, you know, two guns will survive better than just one gun. But I also want to ensure that our bargaining chip with Tutu Cups is still good. I want to take all the hackers with me onto the ship to protect them.
So you want to
take Shatterstar.
So you want to basically jump onto the Vic Viper with a full crew and escape? Is that correct?
And stick around and help them.
Right. I will warn you, the Vic Viper is like a it's like a 2-seater car. So you can take one person with you, but it was very much a douchebag's, like, for lack of better term, I'm nervous about the size of my dick mobile.
All right.
So you can fit one other person in with you. So you can take one person, but you will be at a disadvantage. Or if you think if the goal is just to, like, help this ship survive, you could hop in and try and fly and gun. Admittedly, it does have weapons, and you're likely a better pilot than Vic, so it's up to you.
Okay, so I want to go to the hackers, mm-hmm. and is there a hacker who is who could be easily bought out?
So, like, a disenfranchised hacker?
Yeah, I walk into the hackers, and I'm just like, hello, it seems we're under attack. Just a quick question. is there anybody here that could, you know, be easily bought out and, say, work for me?
looks at you and he just goes, yum yum. I need you, sir, to please roll me a
Waka just walked up to my anti-Waka squad.
This yep.
I don't know that. You're
playing it out exactly right. So Ryan, yes. I need you to please roll me a presence and, well, what do you think? Would it be charm? Would it be coercion?
Could we go with leadership on this one?
I'd take, like, leadership. Yeah, and then Adam. So here's the thing. Normally we would take, like, a presence and like a will and coercion, but we also didn't have you roll a new character sheet for Serpentos. So can you please roll me, we'll take athletics and brawn, and we're going to treat those like will and coercion. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. So I have a 2 brawn and 1 in athletics.
Okay, cool. So that's 1 yellow, 1 green. But hold on your roll. I want to see what Ryan's roll is to know what you need to beat. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
Cool. I have 3 presence and 2 leadership.
Okay,
so it's a green and 2 yellows.
Yep.
I also automatically add 1 blue die to leadership because I am extra charming, and I remove 1 black die from any leadership checks.
Cool. This is going to be a 2 purple for me because I think they're pretty on side. Here's the thing. The hackers kind of have their own agenda, and no one's really helping them with that, but at the same time, they kind of respect that you're the person running the ship. So, yeah, we'll say 2 purple.
1 success, 1 advantage.
Okay. All right. Serpentos, go ahead and roll, please.
Do I just those, or do I have
I will say it's a, based on Ryan's success, so it's 1 yellow, 1 green. I'm going to say 1 red, 1 purple. So 1 red for his success, 1 purple for his advantage. Which I know is an upgrade, but given that it's like a weird, like, I want to talk you out of a thing you've already agreed to check.
Okay. Can I use a destiny point?
Sure can, bud.
So when the bike was taken apart, the Righteous Indignation, they managed to save the fork gun. But, and you know how I had the rapid fire death button on there?
Yep.
So Shatterstar, who's on my side, because I agreed to kill her sister if I got planet side. She kind of rigged it into, do you remember in Rogue One, that one dude who has, like, that backpack, like, Gatling gun?
Yeah, right? Totally.
So, she's with me. And when I ask this question, she kind of steps into the doorway with the gun pointed at them. So I want that to be, like, to persuade them to be like, follow me or my gun will shoot all of you.
Okay. So, you'd previously threatened to kill her with the Righteous Indignation, I believe. So, I'm going to need you... no, it was Serpentos. You declared yourself as Serpentos and then did it. I'm going to need you to please roll me a...
Is this a roll before the roll?
Yeah, this is a roll before the roll. Basically, I'm going to make your use of this destiny point contingent on whether or not you talked her into doing this. There isn't an intimidation in this game, which is fucking bananas. Adam, do you have points? Do you have points in skullduggery or in coercion?
Oh, coercion is intimidation in the Genesis system.
My coercion looks like it's. I'm gonna guess that's two. It's two or three. It looks like it might be two.
I'm sorry. Because we're all doing this remotely now, I had to scan your sheet and send it to you. But I have your sheet right here.
Is it two?
Coercion is coercion. Yes. Yeah, it's two.
Two? Okay.
So that's two for coercion and two for will. So that's... that's double yellow.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's... one purple because you already threatened to kill her and now you have robot arms.
Okay. All right. Let's see. One success, two advantages.
Shatterstar in the present locks the gun and in my favorite line from Predator just says, "Gonna have me some fun!" And she spins up the barrel. It doesn't fire. It just looks really intimidating. And if it were a video game, it would mean she's holding L2, so she could just press R2 if she needed to. We all know what's up. Except for Ryan, who's on Xbox. Go ahead and roll now your intimidate the hackers check.
Right. Hey, I borrowed Tyler's PS3 and played The Last of Us this week, so I know my L2 R2s.
He knows.
I'm just saying that on PS3, they made you use L1 and R1 for chain guns, which was very dumb. Also, yay, Last of Us. That's going to be a fun week next week. Go ahead and roll.
So just to confirm, it was one green, one yellow, one purple, one red?
Yes, sir. Nope, but you spent a destiny point, so you're upgrading your other green to a yellow.
So two yellows.
Our previous roll was to determine whether or not you could get that extra yellow.
All right.
It's the world's simplest system. You just carry the 3, divide by pi, and you've got your answer.
Well, okay. One failure.
Hey, everybody. Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM. And I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously, we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now. But I hope you're enjoying it. And we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us and our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
So, William J. LePantomane comes forward and says, no, of course not. And then he leans in and says, I'm very interested. He says, I'm going to show you the door. And he starts walking you out the door. Now, we as players know you failed that check, but Serpentos does not. So what does Serpentos say to William J. LePantomane?
And he just said, like, follow me?
Yeah, he's just, like, led you outside. Then as soon as you're outside, he's like, all right, so what's the deal?
So he's like, hey, I was just joking. And then he, like, walks out being like, I need you to come aboard the Vic Viper. I have some business we need to take care of. You and the hackers are in danger.
And he just kind of nods at you and says, all right, count me in. Give me a couple minutes to grab my gear and I'll be good to go.
No funny stuff. I do have a... I do have a fork gun Gatling gun.
Yeah, the camera pans to Shatterstar. It's just like...
Yeah.
She's like, it has a lot more kick than I thought. This is exhausting. Why would anyone carry this?
Okay, and I'll say, meet me on the Vic Viper. I'm going to get Vic. And I run to get Vic.
Okay.
Because he has to fly it, right?
You're correct. No, you can try and hack it if you want.
I have no hacking skills.
Adam,
I
mean, well, the hacker can. Two seats.
I know. I'm holding to it. If you can pack three people in, it's just someone sitting on a lap or between a seat.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, then I'll just say, hey, I'm going to go over there. You hack the ship, hacker. And I'll meet you in the Vic Viper. Shatterstar, you put away the cool gun and just like stay hidden. I'll come back for you.
All right. But we're going to kill my sister Shattersun, right?
Oh, for sure. Yes. I'm a man of my word. Serpentos does not lie. And then I like, and I kind of go away.
I mean, I trusted him until that. Nah, but he did hook me up with this sweet gun and he hasn't tried to kill me in a bit. So that's nice. okay. So you go to get Vic. Engage. The ship is under attack, and now suddenly the long con you've been playing about keeping this mutiny under your hat, proverbial fedora, as though you're a dibs, has come to a head. Do you think now that you're actually free of Serpentos' attention, you would run and tell Brash, or what's your plan?
You mean that he's trying to mutiny us and steal our hackers?
Well, you don't know about the hackers, but you know that he actively wants to murder Brash and steal his lightsaber and become, I guess, god king of your garbage ship.
What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to do my fallback plan, which is what I always do. I'm going to hack the ship, baby. I'm going to hack the ship. And
like your plague from the movie Hackers, you are going to hack the world.
You know what? No, screw that. That's lame. I got to change stuff up. This is the third act. Lame.
I'm so sorry, Johnny Lee Miller. I'm so sorry. So lame.
Instead, I am going to follow Ultra Magnus because I'm going to tail him close because you got to keep your enemies close. And
that's the rule.
Your enemy's closer.
There you go.
Gotta keep your enemies close. End of rule.
Engage out.
Yeah. Okay, so I snap my I click my legs together. I'm like, oh, there's something happening. There's some strangeness afoot. So I click my feet together and my little wheels pop out. And I like zoom down the hallways. It's very turbulent. There's like,
yeah. Stuff is at some point about. You do a full on like roller derby along the wall.
Yeah.
It's to like, just check dibs out of the way.
Exactly.
Shake, shake.
I don't even know who you are. and then I'm guessing Serpentos is trying to make their way onto that small little ship.
Well, Serpentos, you're after Vic at this point, right?
Well, I think I kind of changed my mind because you said he was a hacker. So it's I just telling the hacker. To
all right. Yeah. So William J. Pantomain is going to go steal the ship so you can get on board with him.
Yeah. I said, I'll meet you on the ship. So I'm heading towards the ship.
Gotcha. All right. So, Engage, you're tracking, Serpentos through the ship, with your dope ass, roller skates. When all of a sudden, Zabrak with spectacularly blonde hair swept back over his little tiny horns comes out with just like a perfect chicken cordon bleu and you just knock that shit out of his hands and he's just, oh, well, that's just fucking perfect. Mies are so mad. And then he just yells like, I'll get you, Duke boys, as you ride on down the hall.
As I'm riding down, I'm going like, do or do not, there is no fear, dude. And then I give the devil sign.
And he goes, I would be mad, but that's bloody brilliant.
Make it
Godspeed, you knight of tomorrow. Meanwhile, a comm link on the ship clicks on, and Danny goes, will do! No one knows this. He hacked the ship to hear shirt ideas. So somewhere in the galaxy, the shirt is being printed. Probably by Ugnaughts? Let's say Ugnaughts. I feel like they would run a dope-ass print shop. Okay, so you catch up to Serpentos as he stands dramatically before the docking bay clamp to the Vic Viper.
Oh, Jeez, you look like some kind of robot that's a cop.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I need you to go get Vic because he needs to unlock the ship. I have a plan to help save us.
Oh, that's good. Hey, you know what? Father and son's got to stick together, right?
I agree. But in order for us to stick together, you need to go away temporarily to... and then we can be together.
Got it. Oh, by the way, son, wink. I wink to somebody that's not there.
It's just William J. LePetomane in the corner.
Hey, your little robot hoof is untied.
When my legs were built, laces were not included.
And then I just hip check them. So can I hip check him?
What's your intention? Just to stop him from boarding the Vic Viper?
Yeah, I'm going to try to knock out one of his legs. I'll make it to the Vic Viper before him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and give me.
We're going to get shot out of space. No one is on the guns.
Brawn and athletics, please.
Hold on. Do you have my sheet?
I do. And I can tell you in advance you have neither of those skills. But, like, cool. Let's do some fucking murder ball shit.
So you gotta, hack Serpentos' legs.
No, he's... yes, he's hack checking him.
I'm hack checking.
Just like a fucking cable just out of his hip, like, oh.
Could I actually hack his legs first?
No, it's too late. Him? No.
No.
Why didn't I use my shitty brain?
All right, so you attempt to hip check him. Here's my question, Guy. Do you want to try and make this look like the ship got hit and you're doing a full Star Trek stumble, and that's why you fell into him? Or are you being blatant about just like, I'm going to hit him?
No. It's the first one.
Okay, Star Trek Stumble. It's the official name.
Yeah.
Great. So in that case, I need you to roll me a deception check, which is your cunning and your deception, which is 3 and...
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to stumble?
Well, someone just came up with an episode name. All right, so you've got a 3 in deception. You have a 3 in cunning. You have nothing in deception, but that means you have 3 green. Adam, what is your intellect?
Well, my intellect increased when I got that upgrade, so my intellect is 3.
3. So it's going to be 3 purple for you there, Guy. Mm-hmm. Do you have available to you 2 destiny points? Would you like to use one to upgrade one of your greens to a yellow?
Yes.
As a dad, this matters a lot to you. I'm also going to give you 2 blue for William J. Pantomane's help.
Wink.
He's helping.
What?
I will make your boots go faster. It's a reboot joke that's just for me.
Yeah, no, I'm there.
All right, great.
We are helping.
Thanks, bud. All right, go ahead and roll there, Guy.
Keep rolling. Ooh, 1 success, 2 advantages.
Aw, man.
All right, so you hip check Serpentos out of the way and leap through the portal into the Vic Viper. As you do so, you just hear William J. Pantomime say, "Oh, no!"
I'm sorry, there's a lot of distress and disturbance going on right now. I gotta go, bye!
The doors slam and the Vic Viper ejects off the side of the ship. Meanwhile, Brash, you're in the cockpit. I need some piloting from you there, sir.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
So I need space piloting, which is agility.
Yep. Cool. What's my difficulty?
2.
Cool.
I've realized I'm my
DMing style is so crippled by all the other games that I just need to roll dice to set difficulty checks now. I need to see how good they're succeeding so I can tell you how you succeed. Anyway, they rolled 2 successes, so go ahead.
Great. I'm going to use a destiny point because we are not destined to get blowed up on the way to the planet.
Ryan, I'm also going to give you 2 setback dice, so the black dice, because I rolled 2 advantage on my weird opposed check that I just made up.
Okay. Let's get ready to fail, team. This battle looks, I will say Brash looks at this and is holding it together outward because he's used to that, but inside he's like, oh, this is not good. I need the Force Emperor. I don't want to, we're immortal, right? We're immortal.
Reach out with your feelings.
And Brash, you don't really have, I mean, you want to be immortal, that's one thing, but you're also dealing with a particularly horrific feeling, which is blue balls. So I'm going to give you 1 blue dice for the rage you feel at Coitus Interruptus.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he get 2 blue dice, 1 for each ball?
You know what, Tyler? Yeah, he does.
I got you, baby. Got your back. What do we really know about this species?
About Faline?
Yeah, I think we have 6 balls,
maybe? Yeah.
10.
Listen, based on how horny the Shadows of the Empire novel was, if he had 6 balls, there would have been a full chapter describing them.
Oh, okay.
So, just 2.
Okay.
Alrighty. Here we go.
Hang on to your butts,
he says as he flies. Oh,
Nyx,
man.
Takes his hands off your butt and puts them on his own butt and then kind of looks confused.
1 success, 1 triumph, 1 threat.
Very good, very good. All right.
Pretty damn good.
So you managed to dodge a lot of the laser fire. The good news is that you clearly surprised the local garrison who is in the midst of assaulting a moon. So like a weird ship dropping out of nowhere is kind of alarming. So they're kind of bad at it. However, the threat is that you manage to like shoot down with kind of the big gun. One of the headhunters, you kind of barrel roll like Slippy would tell you to through some things. The fire just blasts off you. You're good. However, you fly directly across the viewport of the Imperial capital ship. Now, it's not a Star Destroyer by any means. It's a much smaller, much shittier Corvette. The sort of like essentially ringtone of hailing starts buzzing. What shitty 8-bit thing is the ringtone on this particular ship?
I think the ringtone.
And did you change it?
Because
is this yours or is this the default?
I feel like it originally, because we stole it and it was Imperial, it probably would have had its own, but I've had so long to fly this thing that I think I've changed it. So I think it's one of those embarrassing things because he would have liked it if he was alone in the cockpit and found this funny, but it's like a joke that he wouldn't have wanted to share. So it's just it's that weird, like, when people have their ringtone be like a moan, that's just like, oh, and he's like,
don't worry about it. That was funny for me. I'm sorry. Nyx, you weren't supposed to be here.
I need you to roll me a deception check, please, sir. That's cunning and deception, difficulty of... okay. Difficulty of 1, but add 3 setback dice, please.
Those are the black dice?
Yeah. So 1 purple, 3 black, and then whatever else you want to roll. Nyx is, if this is happening in slow motion, this is Nyx cocking an eyebrow at you as you say it definitely isn't yours. This is very much a penis pump thing from Austin Powers.
1 failure, 2 threat.
He just shakes his head and says, oh, Brash. And there's a real, like if there could be a wop, 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 it would be here.
And then I just say, shut up, you love me. And then I hit the button to accept the call.
And you just hear him mutter, I really do. And from the other end, you hear, this is Minor Moff Dewey. Who dares interfere with this Imperial engagement? You can tell he doesn't have a British accent, but he's trying.
And Brash just takes a deep breath and sighs and goes, my name is Renegade.
The
renegade?
Definitely.
If you're a renegade, surely you can tell me the catchphrase on my t-shirt.
And then I just like hit mute and flip on the comms. I'm like,
Vic, what's the renegade catchphrase?
Oh, wow, renegade fever's really catching.
What's the catchphrase? I need to know, apprentice.
I'm pretty sure it's just renegade.
Yes. All right, let me try that for a second.
And then I put him on mute and I turn the other call back on. And I'm like,
renegade.
Hang on. And you hear him like click some switches, but clearly fail to mute you. And he says, Mom, it finally happened. Yeah, no, I'm talking to renegade. No, that's right. No, he's definitely here. No, he's hang on. And you hear some more switches. He's like, this is Minor Moff Dewey. Can you repeat that, please, slightly louder, as though someone else might be listening, and give me 1 second to press a switch? Okay, hang on. No, he's going to do it. Okay, go.
Now Brash has realized he might have an in, so he's no longer reluctant. He's like,
well, if there are any moms listening out there, let me say this. Renegade.
You hear another ringtone of moo come in.
Oh, just a second. I have another call. And then I mute that call. And then I'm like, Vic, this is going to be another minute. And then I like mute him again. And then I pick up the third call.
Hello, dear. This is Charlene Dewey. I believe you're speaking to my son. Is this Renegade?
Yes.
Brash is no longer sure.
Listen, I know this might be a little bit forward, but I've been a fan of yours since I heard about you on the shopping network on Holonet. About an hour ago, how do you feel about an over-the-comms liaison with an aged woman?
Well, you know, normally I'd be really into that, but unfortunately your son's ships are all shooting at me, so I can't really...
Oh, well, allow me. And then you hear, like, another flick. She's like, Dewey, you stop shooting at Mama's lay! And he goes, okay, Mom... This is Minor Moff Dewey. You are clear for landing. He clicks off, and the laser blasts stop. Meanwhile, N-Gage, you are in the Vic Viper. You have disconnected from the main ship. You've managed to keep your kind of, like, evil stepson from hijacking the ship. But there's just something bugging you. You know, it's just that thing that William J. LePantomain, beloved Dumb Scum and Villainy character, said to you right before you got on board. It's just like this weird beeping and buzzing. It's just bugging the hell out of you. And then you realize that it isn't just what he said. It's the bomb that's strapped to the console. The bomb that explodes.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.